from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, final hour of Fesco and Dusty. If you missed this week's shows, just go back. Go to the Odyssey app. Go find the picture of both of us. I think it's both of us. I've heard a lot of different reviews.
Depends on which one you click on.
Somebody says it's like a picture of me and Kling, and then there's like a picture of Bob.
I've not seen that one yet.
I haven't either. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Cody and Gold live in Vegas. I'm not really sure why they had a video up, but it was funny. They were eating brisket fried rice as if Cody thought it was going to be bad. I don't. Those are like two words.
What?
They put a video up on our Twitter page on 96.5 The Fan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go follow.
And Cody had never had brisket fried rice at this place that Alex loves. Of course, Alex is a man of simplicity. He likes the same thing over and over again, right? Yeah, remember, he ate Chipotle like 18 straight days?
Mm-hmm.
But Cody had never had the brisket fried. How would that be bad, right? Like, could you imagine on your Blackstone, you put together some fried rice, you go to your friends at Smokehouse, get some brisket, chop it all up, put together. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Like, burnt end fried rice sounds really good.
I don't need to try that to know that it hits.
Burnt end breakfast tacos I started making when I have leftover burnt ends from Smokehouse. Oh, my God. It's phenomenal.
You like, start
it's
doing omelets on that Blackstone with burnt ends.
That's another good one. I never thought about that. Yeah, that's a good one as well. Burnt end omelet. Like, I don't know why Smokehouse doesn't open for breakfast and do like a breakfast special.
Well, go be their general manager. Yeah, go be their GM and see if you want to do it. I might go home and make a breakfast.
I'm hungry now, yeah.
913-586-7965. That's our number. The topic we want to get into is that the Chiefs are, I don't know if you knew this or not, they're en route to a three-peat. They are getting ready to start that up. Preseason is over.
I mean, they were 0-3 in the preseason. What is your concern?
I don't know.
Somebody doing that topic today? What is your concern level?
Well, I'm sure there's somewhere in this city that's doing that.
Didn't the 17-0 Pats?
Yeah, they
0-4. 0-4, yeah, I guess 0-4, yeah.
And the thing that's interesting to me, which is we'll divide this topic up, is that preseason's kind of bittersweet at the end because now you are gearing up for what is going to be a grind of the NFL season. Like, when you don't hear from us in, you know, mid-February, there's a reason for that. But now the games are going to start mattering. Now practices and injury reports and everything is a little bit more merited to a different sort of discussion where it's like, we probably don't think Kadarius Toney's going to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be tough for like Justin Ross to make the team. Just going to be a camp, you know, MVP for the rest of his life. But games matter now. Games, you have Baltimore in less than 2 weeks, 13 days, Steve Bono days away from the first game in Kansas City. So the relaxation stage is gone. Now we're going to see how much they are focused in on this three-peat, because all we've heard off-season, red carpet events, interviews, practices, we're just ready for the three-peat.
Yeah, that's what absolutely we are. Yeah, and yesterday's game, yesterday's preseason, any of the preseasons has no bearing whatsoever on what's going to happen, you know, for the upcoming year. I love the fact that people are, you know, dialed into it and complaining on social media about preseason games. It's a little above my pay grade, but that's fine. That's you. You do you on that kind of stuff. But nothing that we've watched or partially watched or may have seen with one eye open in these last three games has anything to do with what we're going to see on September 5th, which is now 13 days away. You know, in 2 weeks, we'll be talking about the first game of the year, Dusty. I mean, so we'll be going into a Friday talking about a 1-0 start to the season, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that once we get to the regular season. But nothing you saw matters in these preseason games. There's nothing more useless and a waste of time than preseason football. 37 players on each team are getting cut in the next couple of days. That's a lot of players. players. Most of those guys all played yesterday. And so a lot of those dudes that you saw playing yesterday, you'll never see from again, including, I think, Kadarius Toney, because in the first half, if that ball doesn't get tipped away, he drops it. He's not catching that pass. He was trying to field a punt, and it was a pass that he was trying to field like a punt, and yeah, he's no good. So to me, like, I'm just ready for the real stuff to begin. I'm not a preseason type of guy. I don't buy into any kind of hype or despair during the preseason, because none of it matters. Nobody's game planning. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody's playing anybody that matters. And so it's time for real football, and I'm excited about that, man. I'm excited to see the kickoffs in the regular season and how real those become. I'm excited to see Carson the Animal steal and see what he can do in short yardage situations. And I'm really excited to see Patrick Mahomes unleash his fury on the rest of the NFL for what happened on offense last season. They only scored 39 touchdowns on offense last season. Right. So you know they're geared up and they're ready to go unleash this thing on opening night. And I can't wait for that.
Side note, my buddy Mark did just send me a screenshot of both of our great looking faces on the app.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. Good. Cool.
We go to the phone lines now, 913-586-7965, as we wrap up this 9 o'clock early start segment. If you could add any player in their prime in the NFL to this Chiefs roster to go for a three-peat, who are you adding? Mac, before we go to the phone line, who is your player that you would add to this Chiefs roster to go get a third straight consecutive title?
Give me J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt, all right.
He might be back this year anyway.
I mean, he may be playing rare, right? Who are you adding, Dusty?
I'm going Barry Sanders.
Okay.
I'm an offensive guy. I think the offense is where my heart always will lead. I know there's defensive names on the text line. I know there's defensive people in our minds that could be on this team. But Barry Sanders gives me the vibe of like, you know what, Pat? Let's just put Carson Wentz in and just give me the ball. You take a break and we'll be all right for a couple games. Oh, we're playing the Carolina Panthers? Mahomes, why don't you go ahead and take a seat? I'll just go ahead and make people look foolish and put them on skates.
All right.
Who you take?
I'm going with Randy Moss. I just want to see Patrick Mahomes and Randy Moss on the same field.
We go to Hunter. You're on the phone line. Who are you adding to this Chiefs roster for a three-peat?
I'd say Deion. I mean, he's just, he can play
Sanders
three sides. Yeah. On Neon Deion.
There you go.
Play all three sides.
Follow-up question, putting you on the spot. What do you like best about Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan?
Oh, why?
Well, honestly, it'd probably be Dusty because he sounds like Theo Vaughn, personally. But, I mean, I've been listening since about 2020. I love it all, basically.
Yes, sir. All Thank you, Hunter, for the phone call. 913-586-7965, one player to this Chiefs roster to go for a three-peat. Who are you going to put on this team? Somebody from the 816, Brian Dawkins. Good pick.
It's a nice pick. Yeah.
Andy Reid ties.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, so he can hold Patrick's clipboard. I wouldn't want that because then he gets another ring, and then it's like, ah, dang it, never going
to
catch
him. Oh, if Patrick ever got hurt, Tom Brady wants to play here. I'm signing him in a heartbeat.
That'd be funny. Somebody says from the 816, give me Megatron.
A lot of that's coming in.
They would be an ultimate combo. They'd be great.
I love the Deion Sanders pick because that's what my buddy said last night. I was like, hey, we're doing a topic tomorrow. Let me ask you the question. I was like, I'll tell you who Mac and myself and Bob are going to pick, which I think I had Mac's pick last night, but I said yours. And then he was thinking about it, pondering it. He's like, Deion Sanders.
Deion.
He's like, you put Deion Sanders at secondary with Trent McDuffie. Whew. Plus, somebody made up a good point on the text line saying, if you put Deion Sanders on the team, you get your return specialist, you get a lockdown defensive back, or you can put him at safety and just have him play center field. Avery Johnson, go Cats. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on. Orlando Pace, solid lineman, always picked in the top three in the old Madden fantasy drafts. Aaron in Kansas City, if you could add one player to this roster, who would you add?
Man, I'm sticking with the Chiefs. I would love to see Priest Holmes with this offense. I think it would just be phenomenal.
Can't disagree. Prime Priest, 2000, 2001, 2002, that would have been Prime Priest.
Yeah.
Johnny, we go out to you. Who are you adding to this Chiefs roster?
This is not even a question. It's Derek Thomas, and he would solidify the situation that we have problems with getting after the quarterback, Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas, popular name on the text line as well. I think there's a lot of like sentimental value there because everybody wants Derek Thomas to get the ring. Thank you for the phone call, Johnny. Sorry to cut you off. Quick fingers. Somebody says they take Ed Reed over Brian Dawkins. No wrong answer there. Tony G doesn't really make sense to me. I understand that people would like be like, okay, well, then you have Tony Gonzalez and Travis Kelce. Your red zone situation's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Jackson, another name. Reggie White, pairing with Chris Jones. I did love the other day or the other time we did this topic, somebody said Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald would be a nice addition.
Amazing.
I do like the one that we're, Kling is texting in with Red Grange. Yeah, back in the day when they had leather helmets.
Hello, Kling. Somebody says, it's Randy Moss, fellas. Can you imagine Prime Moss? Throw it up, 15. That's Bob Fesco texting into the same show.
Yep.
Willie Rofe?
Great one.
It's a good one.
I used to just love watch Willie Rofe just pancake people, and then they'd show, like, always, for some reason, they'd show the shot of Willie Rofe walking back to the huddle, and his face was just squished in the face mask.
Yeah, it was. They never had a helmet big enough, but he couldn't walk. I mean,
yeah,
was,
he waddled.
He was, like, walked on eggshells, and the whistle blew, and he dominated his opponent and eggshelled it back.
Thank you,
I love when he
Saints.
Dominated in practice, when he dominated Jared Allen, and Jared Allen would get so mad in training camp and go into a fit of rage, and Willie Rofe would just, like, move him away. Like, it was no big deal. Willie Rofe was so good.
Yeah, and the New Orleans Saints just refused. They just didn't sign him. He was just a free agent.
No, they traded him to us. I forget what it was, a third-round draft pick or something like that. But it was a great move by Carl Peterson at the time to secure that offensive line and make that thing a wall. I mean, that offensive line, there still hasn't been a better one in Kansas City history. That was an unbelievable
line.
It
might be top three all-time.
Could be. I mean, you got how many? Willie Rofe's Hall of Famer. Will Shields is a Hall of Famer. Brian Waters should be a Hall of Famer. Casey Wigman was outstanding. John Tate was really good when they moved him to the right side. Like, that offensive line was... That thing was fire, man. That was so good.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LipMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at Rainier KC. Circle of Trust.
A little bit of a Trey Smith update we can give you on the other side, too.
Love to hear that tease. That's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan. You know what it is. It's your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. 40 minutes away from the weekend. Hopefully you're all geared up for a nice, fun weekend. I know school's back in session, so it's a little bit different for some of you with children. Does not change for me. Saturday we get after it. Friday night we kind of slip away, and then Sunday we get back into the boat. But some names that kind of came in late. Somebody says, bring back Tyreek Hill. Jamaal Charles would dominate in this modern offense as well. Yeah. Who has more sentimental value for you to get a ring, Jamaal Charles or Derek Thomas?
Derek Thomas.
I think the obvious answer is DT58. We brought this up because Creed Humphrey got his contract last night, most expensive center in the NFL's history or highest paid, however you want to look at it. And you, Bob Fesco, teased on the front side of that there's some Trey Smith information you'd like to get to.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're talking about, like, who's going to be next and who's going to sign. And so I was talking to, you know, a source this morning about Trey Smith and, you know, what the situation is. And it's going to be difficult to sign Trey Smith is what I'm being told.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to try, but it's going to be difficult.
As in the money-wise?
Well, that's usually what gets in the way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's anything else in there. But so, yeah.
So that means he may set the market, which would be 22 a year. That's a lot of money.
Oof. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And
like, I like him. Like, I'm depressed.
My mood
has changed, you know, and it's Friday and we should be up and exciting. But when I saw that message come in, it's like they're going to try to sign him. It's going to be difficult, but they're going to try.
That makes
They're going to work their ass off on it. And if anybody can get it done, it's Brett and Andy and Patrick. And, you know, like, you can, you know, peer pressure him to sign or whatever. But I know for a while now that Trey looked at himself, as he should have, as a first-round offensive tackle. The injury thing that people created for him, a lot of teams passed on him, falls to the sixth round. I've heard over the last couple of years or so, like, he wants to make up for money that he perceived he lost by being, and I get all that, but that, you know, that doesn't help us, you know, here in Kansas City. And I if Trey doesn't get paid here in Kansas City, I hope he gets paid somewhere else. I love that guy, both personally and professionally. He's a great human being. He's my pickleball partner, for gosh sakes. I don't want him to go anywhere. But if he's going to go get paid and get a nice big payday and take care of himself and his family and all that kind of stuff, you know, I root for people. So if he goes out and signs a big money deal somewhere else, congratulations to him. But I'd love for that big money deal to be here in Kansas City. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be something that could be a little bit more difficult than they anticipated. They're going to try. They're going to put their best foot forward, as they like to just hang. And we'll kind of see, you know, where it all lies. So, you know, if you're thinking like he could be the next and it could happen tomorrow or could happen the next day, we might want to pump our brakes a little bit on that and see what happens and see how this whole thing plays out.
What do you think on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think is the significance to sign a guy like Trey Smith?
For who?
For the Chiefs.
For the team?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a two-part question, okay? Number one, I think it's important because of how good he is and the continuity along that offensive line. But again, back to something we kind of talked about earlier, Brett Veach drafts so well that you have that quote-unquote luxury of being able to let a high-priced veteran walk away because you're going to replace him. Remember, they drafted some middle round offensive interior lineman, that kid out of Penn State, I think is who it was. I don't know what his name is, but they drafted a guy. Again, why did they draft that guy? Because they knew they had Trey and Creed both coming due for contracts. And don't forget, Joe Tooney's not going to be around that much longer either. Mm-hmm. So they drafted some of those interior linemen. You have to start to think a little bit about, okay, if they drafted a guy, usually the guy that they draft is going to be in that starting lineup the following year. That means somebody is going to be removed from this roster. And so if you drafted a guard center combination and you just signed Creed Humphrey to a contract, the math would say that maybe you're not going to be bringing back Trey Smith. And I don't want to say it was like the Mike Sweeney, Carlos Beltran days where they presented an offer to both of them. And the first one that took it was the guy that signed and the other one about his merry way. But it could have been if Trey agreed first, maybe Creed is the odd man out in this type of situation. But Creed got his contract done. He dotted the I's, crossed the T's. He's locked up. He's long term. So now the Trey Smith one becomes a little bit more difficult, especially since you've already drafted a guy and that track record that you have in drafting is so damn good. It's hard if you're Clark Hunt not to look at Brett Veach and go, I know he's really good, but so are you. And I trust you to go out and find the next Trey Smith. Remember, he was a sixth round draft pick, Brett. And Brett's going to go, yeah, no, all right.
So your draft picks in 2024, if you want to look at replacement picks, first pick, obviously, Xavier Worthy. Second pick was Kingsley Suamataia.
Right.
Third pick was Jared Wiley. Fourth pick, Jaden Hicks, which we can all agree he's probably going to take over for Justin Reed.
Probably so.
So good.
Yep. We kind of know where that's going. Your fifth pick is the guy you're talking about, center Hunter Norzad.
Norzad, that's right. He's the guy who tracks Santa.
Then they took Kamal Haddon out of Tennessee. Or Hayden? Haddon.
I think you had it right the first time, yeah.
And then the seventh pick is your guy, which is your guard, C.J. Hansen out of Holy Cross.
Yeah. He's a project guy more than he played at Holy Cross, but the guy from Penn State, that Norzad. Yeah, he's the one that you kind of look at and say, okay, maybe Norad's going to be the replacement for Trey Smith.
Which is kind of what you asked Mac and I. It was funny. I had the exact same text lined out that Mac was sending when he said, what are you watching tonight? And I think my mind and maybe Mac's mind were on the same wavelength because of the signing of Creed Humphrey.
See, now you're doing it. Yeah, it's hard.
A loss, yeah. Creed Humphrey gets signed, and I think to myself, of course, like the lightning bolts go off my head. I'm like, okay, well, now there's only two left of the people that we were talking about, Trey Smith and Nick Bolton. I'm like, okay, I'm watching these offensive linemen, which is crazy how this can develop because it's like, well, it's preseason game three. What are you going to look for? One, it was obviously Carson the Animal Steel that you call him, or the Swamp Man. And then there's, you know, the backup lineman. And that's how this whole thing can come to fruition when you tell yourself, it's week three preseason. Why do I care? Creed Humphrey gets signed. Trey Smith's the next big name that needs to get signed out of side Nick Bolton. And that's where Mac and I were at last night.
100%. Yeah, that O-line depth and that rotation's huge. I mean, especially with Wanya Morris going down. Who knows, maybe Lucas Niang has to stay on the roster.
I think Lucas Niang may have just earned himself a roster spot, not because he was good, but because of Wanya Morris going down last night. But what are you gaining by watching backup linemen take on backup players? Unless they're dreadfully bad, how do you know how good they really are when they're going against twos and threes and guys who are going to be cut as well? Fair. That's like where I look at it. I'm like, how can you judge backups v backups? Unless you get embarrassed and you're terrible and some guy's running around you all night, then you can go pound sand. But like if you win your battles, if you look good, you're going against guys who probably didn't make the flight back to Chicago, you know?
Somebody says, do you think we're more likely to sign Bolton
now? I don't know the answer to that
question.
Or
do they both walk?
Yeah, I don't know. They both could walk. But again, this is, I mean, I don't want to use the term Super Bowl tax, but this is kind of what happens. Like, you win and you turn over your roster, the Chiefs have done a better job than a lot of teams that win Super Bowls. A lot of times everybody scatters like, you know, rats on a sinking ship. But here they've been able to maintain and keep the guys that they wanted. I think they want to keep Trey Smith, but when I hear it's going to be difficult and they're going to try to keep Trey Smith, I'm not exactly optimistic about something like that.
Right.
And but of course, who knows? Anything can change, right?
This all is sparked by the conversation that we started with Creed Humphrey getting a 4-year, $72 million extension, including $50 million guaranteed. He now becomes the highest paid center in NFL history. So he's here till the 2028 season. He's
geared up. $50 million in guaranteed money?
$50 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. A very, very nice payday for the center for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you ask importance,
you can live on that.
Shoot, I could live on
unless you have 14 kids. But I mean, you know.
I could live on $5 million. You'd never hear from me again.
Mm-hmm.
But the economy, I don't care. I'll get really smart and budget very well. I'll say this: Trey Smith is the obvious one between he and Nick Bolton, because the conversation that we started back in probably June, July was who's all in the circle of trust. We knew Chris Jones going to get the contract extension. It was just a matter of time. We pretty much assumed that Harrison Butker was probably going to get paid. He became the highest paid kicker in the
league. I think he was the most important guy to sign this offseason.
Shortens the field. You got new kickoff rules. You want to trust this guy to keep you, you know, steady Eddie. And some people were reaching out to me last night. They're like, are you worried about what Hunter, what Harrison Butker looks like now? I was like, nah, I think he's just trying some things.
Worried about what?
Hey, he missed a kick yesterday.
He missed a kick and he looked a little off, but I think he's in that, you know, the trying to just figure some new things out.
I mean, they basically changed his entire game. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, now you got to land it in this box. And you get three, like, preseason for Harrison or any kicker was probably more important than for any other players, because nobody had their game changed like a kicker did, right?
Right.
And you can't really replicate that in practice. You got to replicate that in the game. I still think the kickoff's going to be fun.
Do you know who's definitely making the team?
And he breaks into the secondary again. 15 angles, 10, 5, and drags a bear down inside the 5. They say touchdown, Kansas City. He took his alligator in there. What a run, 32-yard left angle run by Carson Steele.
Carson the Animal Steele.
Fan favorite. We do those little Instagram videos with Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what's your Chiefs take so far in the season? And mine 3 weeks ago is that Carson Steele is going to make this team. If he is not your running back two moving forward, I don't know who is.
Same. Exactly.
Well, I think the Clyde Edwards-Helaire situation concerns me a lot because of where he is, you know, with the PTSD and all the mental illness stuff that he's going through right now. I feel bad for him. We've all dealt with stuff. I don't think any of us have dealt with anything like, you know, Clyde is going through right now. And I just hope he can get past this. I really like him as a football player. I like him as a person as well. He's just a good dude. Like, I really feel bad for what he's going through right now. And, you know, Carson Steele is interesting because you wear that number 42 and you have those long flowing locks coming out the helmet. You don't look at him as a true running back. You look at him more like a fullback. But damn, that run that he had that, you know, should have been a touchdown, he looked good. But again, he's going against twos and threes, and we'll see what happens when he goes against ones. But I think he's made this roster. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that Carson the Animal Steele is going to be part of this thing, and I think he's going to become a fast fan favorite.
He might already be there. I mean, the guy is basically Thor mixed with, like...
Thor?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's like a double Thor.
A double-edged Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got any more puns?
No.
I want Mac to cook because you and I both are like, what is this? What does this matter to us?
Yeah.
And he, for some reason, is very intrigued by Anthony Richardson.
Who cares about him here?
Bob's so confused. Like, what are we worried about Anthony Richardson for?
Well, I guess it was more of just like an NFL.
Here's the headline that Mac puts in the rundown. Are we worried about Anthony Richardson? And I looked at Dusty and I go, who?
Come on. You know who Anthony Richardson is.
Like, why would I be worried about Anthony Richardson? Or anybody in Kansas City be worried about Anthony Richardson?
That's fair. Yes. Chiefs fans for the Chiefs, yes, don't need to be worried about Anthony Richardson. But if you're just looking at the NFL and looking at top picks and big names, rookie quarterbacks, guys who have a lot of expectations, a lot of weight on their shoulders this season, Anthony Richardson is near the top of the list. The Colts are like the fan favorite. Talk about fan favorites. Colts are like the comeback team. Oh, Richardson's back. We love Shane Steichen. Jonathan Taylor's healthy. He's ready to go. I love Michael Pittman. Adonai Mitchell out of Texas. They've got it all going on. Well, Richardson last night, he started 7 for 8. He ended 1 for 6 with a pick six. He's got one sack taken. He's played 26 games in 4 seasons.
He's been around that long?
4 seasons total going back to Florida in 4 years.
Oh, I was going to say 4 seasons. I thought he was drafted last year.
He was drafted last year. Top 10 pick. He played 2 games last season, I believe, maybe 3. I mean, but if you look at actual games played, it's probably close to 1.5. But I think he's just super raw, and I think the expectations are high, and I'm just a little worried that he may not live up to them, and people are going to call him a bust, because in today's culture, if you're not great right away, you're done.
Yeah, that's the way it works now. You don't give anybody any time to develop. No,
and that's
absolutely
the thing. Richardson is a prospect that needs to develop. He's not going to be a full picture here away.
That doesn't happen in the NFL.
No.
I mean, it just doesn't. You don't get an opportunity to develop. You either hit the ground running and become a star from the minute you step on the field, or you're written off as a bust and you have to overcome that hill. Yeah, it sucks.
So he's good.
No, I'm just saying, if you're one of those people looking at futures, looking at NFL futures, I think Colts are going to have a lot of solid odds that maybe you can say, you know what, I'm going to zig while everyone else is zagging right now. Texans only minus 125 to beat the Colts in week 1. I'm smashing that. The way Anthony Richardson looked last night against Bengals 2s and 3s on that 2nd and 3rd drive, I think I'm smashing that.
Okay. He better get it right, because ever since Andrew Luck retired, the Indianapolis Colts have struggled.
Oh, God, yeah.
Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Gardner Minshew.
Carson Wentz,
which now he's a backup for the Chiefs, which is a perfect role.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I bet the guy that he stiff-armed last night is Thor.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. Well done. Take the day off at 9:30. No, but I don't know. Anthony Richardson, that was his big flaw when he got drafted, was how much has he proved in college?
Yeah, he wasn't great at Florida.
He wasn't great. He had a couple of, like, Mahomes moments, remember?
He was my favorite quarterback last season, yeah.
In college? Or
coming out of the draft.
Oh, coming out
of
the
draft.
Yeah,
he was my favorite one. Then obviously CJ played. Now, But I still have that Anthony Richardson stock. I'm a little worried.
So let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, great.
Who has a better year this year, Bryce Young or Anthony Richardson?
Richardson.
C, none of the above.
Okay. Who has a better year this year? Will Levis or Anthony Richardson?
I think Levis is going to play good, man. I think Levis is going
to
be good.
I feel like if they go above 500, you have to buy the cologne that smells like mayonnaise.
I'm not touching
mayonnaise. Oh, that's great.
I think they've already sold that out.
That's a really good question, though. Everyone would say Richardson, but it could be Levis.
Let's see. Who else can I get? Sam Darnold or...
Come on,
Anthony Richardson.
Come on, man.
Okay.
It's done.
I just had to pull
on
your
emotions.
You got to get out of your mother's basement. You're sitting around thinking about Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of sitting in basements and thinking about where people are going to end up or what they're going to do, Brandon Ayuk to Washington now seems to be
Is that the hot rumor now? I'm just done with this guy, too.
I'm spent. Like, I just...
Exactly. Where's Yao?
I'm just like, I don't care where you go. Just go.
Sounds like the stadium thing for me. I was talking to a friend of mine about that yesterday. What's new on the stadium? I was like, I don't know. And you just said, just go where you're going to go and go. Like,
Just do it.
That's kind of where I am on that.
Yeah.
That whole thing as well. Like, I'm worn down on that one. And I'm really worn down by Brandon Ayuk. Like, make up your mind. One day you want to be in Pittsburgh or New England, then it's Cleveland, then it's signing in San Francisco, then it's Washington, then it's back to San Francisco, then it's Pittsburgh again. Like, I mean, my God, the offers have been presented to you, right? Like, it's not like nobody's making these offers to Brandon Ayuk. I think ultimately what Brandon Ayuk truly wants is to be paid by San Francisco and to be paid a good salary by San Francisco. And he's not getting what he believes he's worth with San Francisco, so he's trying to go out there and use some of these other teams maybe to get his value up with the Niners, and nobody's offering enough for the Niners to make the trade for Brandon Ayuk.
It's
like,
crazy.
It's a wild situation. Like, it is an exhausting situation right now.
Just go. Like, it's all I care about. Just go somewhere, man. You
right.
know, like, get it over with. Anthony Richardson or Russell Wilson? Better year.
Richardson.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think Wilson starts.
He's washed. He's terrible.
Which one, Wilson or Richardson?
Wilson.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, he sucks.
Richardson hasn't even gotten in the bath yet. But it's funny because
But according to fans, he's already washed. So that is
exactly. You know. No, that's what I'm saying.
Apparently, Pittsburgh's drama has started because the fan base wants Fields and Mike Tomlin seems to be sticking to Russell Wilson.
But you know who usually knows more? The coach.
Right. But we all know that Russell Wilson's washed.
We also know that Justin Fields sucks. It's like picking between two terrible things, two bags of trash. Which one do you want? The one that smells like poop or the one that smells like barf?
Oh, God.
Or the one that smells like somebody's dirty flip-flops.
I asked Bob. Never mind.
No. You don't need to bring that to the air.
he almost dry heaved in the trash can next to him.
But that's what Pittsburgh's doing. Stinky flip-flops or a baby diaper? Which do you want?
Oh, man. Baby diapers can be bad. There was a pretty good commercial.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
Ranch, ranch, ranch.
Ranch. Buffalo.
Ranch.
Buffalo.
Ranch.
Monterey Jack Cheese.
The Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. A beautiful masterpiece.
Kind of ironic that they're advertising a chicken sandwich at a Whataburger.
Yeah, right. Yes.
But I will raise my hand to the Lord above. I am a sucker for anything buffalo chicken.
So have you had this yet?
No, I haven't even been to Whataburger.
Okay.
Never?
No.
Oh, dude.
I know. That's the reaction I get from everybody.
Good stuff.
Not for me, it won't be.
As I say, you don't get this dad bod by eating Whataburger.
Their breakfast is really good. Their breakfast taquitos and their honey chicken biscuits are outstanding.
Sign me up. Yeah. Honey chicken biscuit,
dude,
boy.
It's so good.
It is really good.
But it is a clever commercial because I think that we are starting to get back into those. Like, we're going to start seeing more of that because the NFL is a magnitude of money.
Yeah.
And people are going to want to start putting their spots there. That kind of reminded me of the Ricola commercial.
A little bit, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just like that everybody sang a different ingredient for that sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what was your favorite part?
The buffalo yodeling, yeah. Buffalo.
I like the ranch lady.
The ranch lady's good. Yeah. I like the fact that at the end they all go, bun.
Yeah.
Brioche. Brioche.
That's Mac, great. Which part of that song was your favorite
I think the yodeling. I think I'm with you. The buffalo. Hoo-hoo.
Buffalo.
Somebody says, the sandwich looks good. I'm going to try it today.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is back.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
Ranch, ranch, ranch.
Ranch.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Monterey Jack Cheese.
Bun. I really
should. The Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. A beautiful masterpiece.
I mean, it just looks wonderful.
That's awesome.
It's so good. Buffalo.
Ranch. Ranch.
Buffalo.
Ranch.
Buffalo.
Sign me up. I'll crush a crispy chicken buffalo sandwich or a grilled buffalo chicken sandwich.
Ranch.
Buffalo.
Ranch.
Buffalo.
Ranch.
Oh, boy.
We need to get Whataburger to drop a couple of those off.
Yes.
Buffalo.
Somebody says, can you get the British lady to do a rendition of that song?
Maybe.
And then the top text is, WTF is that?
Ranch.
Mac has lost it. Like,
so funny. Some sort of gummy bear over there. He took at
nine.
Evacuation. Evacuation.
Buffalo.
I mean, Mac can't control himself for a Whataburger commercial. Have you had a gummy already today?
Sounds like it. You got a little ripple effect now.
Monterey Jack Cheese. Bun.
Coming up in about 14 minutes, Bob, Mac, and I are going to be hitting the highway.
That's
to the
right.
Weekend.
Speeding out here.
That's right.
Ranch.
And Cody and Gold are live from Vegas. They'll have a Royals guest. Cody Decker will join
Mac's
their show.
Mac's already been to the patio.
For about 2 hours. Yeah, 19 mosquito bites. It doesn't feel one of them. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
We had a guy mad that we were playing that ranch song, Dusty, and he had said,
really?
Hashtag talk Chiefs. And I said, what's your topic, right? And he texted in, are you guys worried if Lucas Nang can handle backup tackle duties? If Wanye's knee is a problem, to which I responded, that's not that interesting to talk about. Because it's not. Not interested about Lucas Niang handling backup tackle duties.
What, did you see the text below his?
You guys need to drop a techno beat to that ranch singing.
Oh, I saw. I could listen to that girl say Buffalo.
Kurt Nelson, Royals Hall of Fame, texted me. He goes, when we play Buffalo, you have to say Buffalo all week.
I just saw Kurt Nelson the other night give the Hall of Fame jacket to Gooby.
How cool was that, yeah, right?
That was cool. Because my dad was walking by. He's like, who's that Hall of Fame? I was like, well, that's Kurt Nelson. He's like, well, who's he giving the jacket to before we threw out the first pitch? And I was like, that guy that's right there on the field. He goes, oh, Gubisaw. I forgot he was the Angels announcer. I was like, yep.
Yes, he is.
Like, that's
he's been doing that for like, I mean, I feel like forever Gubisaw's been doing that. Man, he's good too.
If we did top iconic mustaches in Kansas City, I think Kurt Nelson might be in that list.
Well, Andy Reid's the George Washington on the Rushmore. Kurt Nelson is probably second.
I'll say he's got a nice little upper lipper on him there.
You know, my wife has always told me that if anything ever happened to me, Kurt's taking my place.
He's gonna get the blue suit.
Yep, he's gonna move in and take care of the kids. Kurt, they're almost 18, so you know where we stand on that. Love you. One of my dear friends, one of the great human beings of all time. And so I'm gonna oblige him. Every time that we say Buffalo, we have to say Buffalo.
Which that'll be what, like week 12?
Yeah.
I forget when they play them, it's later, isn't it?
Good question from the 620. I wonder if the old number fives could do a cover of that song. Guys, Brock, if you're listening, can you do a cover of the Whataburger Buffalo song, please?
Please. Please. I just got invited to play in a golf tournament with those guys.
Go play.
I am, September 4th.
Cool.
Yep.
That's the day before the home opener.
Mm-hmm. Ranch! I'm just worried they won't be able to go 17-0. That's funny. That's the response to your...
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, wow, was Cody singing? No, but I guarantee you Cody's going to sing because Creed Humphrey got signed. And you know that whole video that came out not too long ago. But speaking of something that came out long ago, 35 years ago, Saved by the Bell became a banger.
One of the great theme songs.
So 35 years ago this week, Saved by the Bell came to TV.
It's just stunning to me.
Sometimes they reboot things. I think they did try to reboot.
Yeah, with Bob Golic. Don't you remember the college years?
Yeah. Not great.
Nah. The only holdover, I think, was like Screech.
He's
rest
dead,
in peace.
Right? Yeah, he Dustin died. Diamond. Yeah. Didn't he mold his penis?
I don't know.
I think he did.
I don't know what ended up happening with him. I think he kind of went off the rails.
Well,
he did
like the celebrity boxing stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think he got into molding of units.
Oh, God.
I'm dead serious, dude.
Wow.
Like, who wants Screech's Wang?
It sounds off the rails.
Yeah, dude.
Like, Dustin Diamond, man.
Great first name. Not the greatest person.
Like, is that Neil Diamond's son?
I hope not.
I think my wife's going to see Neil Diamond this weekend at the Sprint Center, or it's Barry Manilow. I don't know. Taking her mom.
Well, it's Friday, and that means one and only thing. Our friend Billy Coons joins the show.
Hello, this is Billy Coons. This is what we learned on Fesco to Murder for this week. On Monday, we learned Legend Bob. He's an expert on the different meanings of crayons. And what a weekend for Kansas City Reserve outfielder Darion Blanco. That had a three home runs in 2 days and was hitting base hits to everywhere and bunt singles. And the main reason the Royals were kept in the game against Cincinnati. And Bob and Dusty agree that he needs to be in the lineup every day to help the Royals win games. And we learned the sad news that talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age 88 years old. And Legend Bob says he was the... talk of the town in the 80s and the 90s with his talk shows, and that's how Jerry Springer was next, and Maury Pulfridge after Phil Donahoe. On Tuesday, we learned that Dusty threw out the first pitch in the, against the, with the L.A. Angels in the Kansas City Royals game, and he saw Matty Q, and Matty says you need to just throw a very high pitch, and it's a very special moment for Dusty and his throwing it to his dad. And we learned the sad news that Legend Bob finished last in the hot dog race. And but I believe it was rigged so they would make Legend Bob lose it, because normally he wins at everything. And ESPN had a players on every team. Their NFL hot Kansas City Royals was Rashi Rice because of his off-the-field troubles in the offseason. And for Legend Bob, it's Nick Bolton because he should have a great year and could get paid for the Chiefs and maybe hopefully next year or another team in the future. For Mac, it is For Mac, it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire because he has no pressure in his second running back behind Isaiah Pacheco. And for Dusty, it's Hollywood Brown since he was injured, and hopefully he comes back and he has a great year to help the Chiefs offense. And Bob and Dusty say, Sean Payton says that they're not looking to get Zach Wilson any quarterback position, but they really like Bo Nix. And Sean Payton normally would go with a better quarterback, but he also believes Nix can be the guy to help the Denver Broncos. And it looks like they're going to be cutting Zach Wilson since he's a very average quarterback. And Dusty had a question. Which movie makes you laugh hard every time you see it? Legend Bob was Borat, Anchorman, and Old School. Max is What About Bob, and Dusty's is about Kingpin and Superman, and mine is Caddyshack and Van Wilder. And Kansas City Royals skipper Matty Q joined the show to discuss Dusty's first pitch and how he didn't know Legend Bob was in the hot dog race. And how Vinny is playing really good since he had surgery last year. And also they need to have the Royals not pitching the relief pitchers pitching every day. They need to pitch every other day, and it'll help the Royals continue to help the Royals win. On Thursday, Bob and Dusty, which is better for ice, and Legend Bob says it's a block of ice, and Dusty loves Sonic Ice and Quick Trip Ice, and I love On Cue and 7-Eleven Crushed Ice. And Bob and Dusty had a callers call in and give opinions on the new show and how 96.5 The Fan is doing in Kansas City, and a lot of good positive feedback. It's a great week to listen to Tennessee Mac, Golfer Dusty, and Legend Bob. Talk to you later.
No doubt our friend Billy joins us on a Friday afternoon. Not an afternoon, Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Feels
afternoon
like
for
afternoon.
Us.
When you get up at 4 o'clock, this feels like afternoon. Hey, Kansas City, just remember it's important to go do nice things for people because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool to care. Stay safe, Kansas City, and stay awesome. Be kind. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggett, you all have a great weekend. Cody and Gold live from Las Vegas. Coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.